Hi everyone, thanks for this episode of Nick Egan Times. On this episode we have a sensational guest. We have the talented Petty Hendrix. Petty Hendrix is a dynamic artist, crafting a genre-defying sound that seamlessly blends punk, rock, and hip-hop influences. Petty's latest incredible single, Be Okay, featuring Water Parks and Good Charlotte, is now available on all streaming platforms, and the song is a love story that resonates with audiences worldwide. And Petty Hendrix stands at the forefront of innovation, ready to leave an incredible, indelible mark on the music industry. Welcome to the talented Petty, and thanks for coming on the podcast.
Hey, what's going on? Appreciate y'all for having me.
You're welcome, my friend. All right, how's it all been going over there?
Everything going good as well. Like, song doing good, so everything changing quick and fast. So I'm just getting adapted and situated.
That's amazing. Killing it. All right, let's jump straight into it. Take us back. Tell us about life growing up. You're from Milwaukee, and I guess, yeah, how that was for you growing up.
It was rough, just rough. I grew up in a bad neighborhood, north side of Milwaukee on Keefe Street, so it was rough. But I grew up with both parents, and my dad and them, they used to play all type of genres of music and stuff. So just my upbringing, it was like I kind of had to hide what I liked. So all my friends liked to rap, but I used to like listen to like VH1 and like MTV and listen to like Stacey Moms and all that. So I always liked it like wrestling music and all that, but I liked to rap too. So, but I used to have to hide that from, I thought I had to hide it from the people that I grew up with, but look at me now, I'm doing all right, just being myself,
Incredible, you definitely are. And was music something you were always going to pursue? And how, tell us about the journey to obviously where you are now, how that transpired.
Well, yeah, music was always, it was like basketball, sports, and music. So we used to like freestyle rap with all my friends. And then we got like a studio with the headphone mics and was recording and all that. But, the journey to rock, I started rapping and taking it serious. And then I used to like make these rap albums. But like, if I had like 16 songs on the record, I like three of them, I'd try like my version of rock and stuff. So I always like was different and liked the rock and was going, venturing into this lane. So that's how the rock stuff. I was just taking a stab, and people was like, liking, like, "Oh, that sound different," and stuff like that. No.
Yeah, that's impressive. All right. Tell me about the incredible single Be Okay. I love it personally. And you've obviously collaborated with Good Charlotte and Water Parks. How did that happen and how did the collaboration come about? And tell us about the song.
Okay, well, the song is like 3 years old. One day I was at my friend's house, and I just was like, "Man, I'm just gonna full fledged go rock like." And I wrote Be Okay, took it to the studio. I put like $10, I made a video, a bootleg video, put like $10, $20 marketing behind it. And yeah, man, I think I seen like a Kenny Hoopla page, he posted AP, and I think I put it in there. And then Josh, or AP, it was Josh, now I know it was Josh, he reached back out to me, and everything started transpiring after that. And how Benji and them got on the song is, I released it, another video, and Benji and Austin liked it. And it was just, they just hopped on. So it was like really magic, like universal energy. Like, but I'm so glad they hopped on it because they killed it,
Yeah, unbelievable. I like the music video too. Was that what you're talking about too, that it was shot 3 years ago, the start of it? Because I noticed the start of the song, you're in the car and you're talking. Was that recent or was that previously as
No,
well?
that was the remix. Yeah, that was the
Okay,
newest
sure.
video. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that's amazing. It's really well done. It's a really vibey, song too, like the
Oh
video
yeah.
too. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
shout out to
amazing.
Eric. Shout out to Eric, aka Millhouse. He shot that for me. We both put it together. Like we wanted to like vlog style and just caption the real, like just a day in the life. Like that's what really happened that day. We just turned on the camera, just had a show with Austin, brought me out on stage. And shout out to Austin too. Let me take this time to really appreciate Good Charlotte and Water Parks as a whole for just, really helping, stepping in and giving me a chance,
Yeah, incredible. And what other music artists today and previously growing up really inspired you?
Well, I like rap, so like Andre 3000, Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, of course, like Good Charlotte. I know like I like the like some of Blink 182 stuff, but I was really like my rock star version of rock star was like Lil Wayne and all them, So I listened to like a lot of Lil Wayne, Kanye and stuff like that, But I did like, I do like Panic at the Disco. All right, Sin is Not Tragedy. I like that song. That's what I'm bumping right now. I love Water Park's Funeral Gray. You know, I love Good Charlotte, the Anthem. We used to play that on Tony Hawk. So, you know, I knew the songs, but I didn't know the name of the people. So, you know.
Yeah, splendid. What inspires you daily?
I can't hear you. Come again?
What inspires you daily?
Daily? I just guess, man, people getting the love from the people, my kids. You know, just really staying away from poverty. That's what's like, not going back. That's what really inspired me, like, just to work hard for, I won't have to go back to the conditions I came from. You know, that's what inspired me. My family.
Yeah, great. What's the best piece of advice you have received?
Man, just be myself. Don't be fearless, man. Be myself. Like, don't be scared to take a chance on yourself. Just, man, like, you know, don't let people around you, like, try to, like, put you in a box, man. Like, you could be whatever you want to be. Like, you just got to see it in your mind and manifest it, man. Like, so that's my advice to myself and anybody in the world or anybody that's going to listen to this interview, is just really, just don't be scared to take a chance on yourself, even if you think it's the craziest thing and everybody not going to like it. Like, just do it, because you never know the results and you never know what's waiting on you on the other side, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't agree more. How would you, in your own words, personally describe your music?
Just, lit, turnt, inspirational. You know, inspirational, like, going to see, like, a person of my color and everything could just really take a stab at this and work with other giants in the music industry or work with upcoming people. Like, I hope that I'll be able to do the same thing Good Charlotte and Water Parts did for me to another upcoming artist, you know, in the future or whenever it's that time. So, yeah, man, it's been a ride, man. I think my music is just, like, real turnt, lit, fun, but it got a message in it too. So I can't wait till y'all hear more from me too. Like, it's coming.
Yeah, it's very authentic, your music. So yeah, definitely spot on. What are your passions outside of music? Apart, obviously, I know you're really going after this now, but if you've got any downtime, what else do you like to do?
I just like helping people. Like, I like chilling and helping people, man. I like talking to people, like, on Instagram, like, answering inboxes and stuff, like, really just touching the people. Like, I love people, you know, so that's all I do in my downtime, like, or just be with my kids. I just love talking and touching people and conversating with people, you know?
Yeah, that's a really good attribute to have. All right. If you were 18 again and you could change anything in your life, what would you change?
I wouldn't change nothing, man. You know, everything I went through, everything that's happening, you know, man, I wouldn't change nothing. Like, this the divine, like, this the universe. Like, so it had to happen this way. Like, I made a couple hiccups and bumps on the way to get to here, but I wouldn't change nothing, man. Like, yeah. I wouldn't change nothing at all.
Yeah, great. When in the future and for the past, what would you like to leave your legacy as?
Just somebody that people could, I could inspire people, man. I just want people to look and be like, I could do it because he did it. You know, just see, like, I'm a kid that come from nothing and stuff. And it's like, man, if he could do it, I could do it. Just be inspiring and inspirational, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You are inspiring. You know, you've got amazing future ahead of yourself. And I personally wish you the very best with it. And yeah, Petty, thank you very much for coming on the podcast. I've really enjoyed interviewing you.
Appreciate y'all. Keep streaming, stream Be Okay Remix a million times a day. And I love y'all for life. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks, mate. Take care.